This is a pretty thing. I'll try it tonight. I have a little sore throat. We had a party last night, celebration. I forget what it was we were celebrating. I think it was the opening of a pack of cigarettes. It doesn't take much to get us started. They tell me I had a real good time. I think it comes up Thursday morning in court. I was doing pretty good until they introduced me to the bartender. I should have left then. But, you know, I try to get everything going, and I jumped up and said, "Buddy, anything you make, I will drink." And that had to be his button. I mean, because he commenced to shaking, and he made one out of milk of magnesia and vodka. Really, he called it a Phillips screwdriver. I'll tell you, they ain't half bad. But the one that tore me up is the one that made out of prune juice and vodka. He called it a pile driver. I didn't believe him till this morning. Thing that set me free. Well, I wasn't the only one. There was two guys in there sitting at the bar, looked like they'd been drinking for about 3 years. Both of them were sitting on the same stool. One of them had a hangover. The other one had most of the stool. And as I walked up, I heard him tell his buddy, he said, "Hey, Charlie. Hey, buddy, why you say we split?" He said, "Hold on, Clyde. After a while, the band will start swinging, and we'll have some fun." He said, "Well, what are we going to do in the meantime?" He said, "Ain't going to play no music, so what are we going to do in the meantime?" Charlie says, "I got a game we can play." Clyde said, "What's the name of it?" Charlie says, "It's called Guess Who." He said, "How do you play it?" Charlie says, "It's simple. I will tell you some things about me, and then you have to put them together and tell me who I am." He said, "Okay, but you go first." He said, "All right." He said, "I'm a beautiful young lady, woman, girl, female, in a moving picture. And I got long, flowing blonde hair that hangs way down there. And I got a real crazy figure." "And I got two great big old juicy eyeballs." He said, "Who am I?" And the other one said, "I don't care. Kiss me."
I would like to do it this time, a tune that has been very dear to me since the last corn crop. We got 30 gallons to the acre. It's called "Too Poop to Pop."
Now here's a funny story, I hope you understand. Listen very closely if you possibly can. It's the story of two popcorn kernels in a red hot pan. One turned to the other and said, "Hey man, I am too poop to pop, and I ain't lying. I'm too poop to pop, just a lying here crying. Salt and butter's ready and the fire is hot, but seems like I'm just too poop to pop. Too poop to pop, I ain't playing possum, I'm too poop to pop, and I do want to blossom. Don't like the bottom, want to get up on top, but seem like I'm just too poop to pop. Now I was the state where I was born. I really truly came from a fine ear of corn. My mama and my papa were a wonderful crop. You should have seen them blow up when they put them in the pot. But I'm too poop to pop, and I ain't lying. I'm too poop to pop, just lying here frying. Salt and butter's ready and the fire is hot. Seem like I'm just too poop to pop. Too poop to pop, and I ain't playing possum. I'm too poop to pop, and I do wanna blossom. Don't like the bottom, wanna get up on top. Seem like I'm just too poop to pop. Seem like I'm just too poop to pop.
Thank you very much. It feels awful good when you like that. It's like, you know, warm hands on a cold morning. If you're a cow, that feels good.